Delaware is the latest state to legalize the retail sale of raw milk. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports dairy farmers in the first state hope the new law will help struggling family farms, despite federal officials increasingly warning about serious health risks.
Powerful fans keep Stephanie Knutson's cows cool in the milking barn. She and her husband have sold pasteurized milk in southern Delaware for more than 20 years. They have 50 cows, producing 400 gallons of milk a day. But Knutson says it's a struggle to make ends meet.
We're just not really seeing a future for our kids in the dairy industry.
Many dairy farmers also saw no future over the past two decades. Knutson says when her family started in Delaware's dairy industry, there were around 100 other farms. Now there's 13. She says because of the high consumer demand, retail sales of raw milk could change that. But health officials say the risks of food poisoning can be life-threatening. Knutson says they earn an average of $1.45 a gallon for pasteurized milk. A gallon of raw milk nationally can fetch between $5 and $20. That could bring tens of millions of dollars to local farmers.
It absolutely has the ability to save the Delaware dairy industry for those that want to get involved in it.
The Delaware Department of Agriculture says 34 states allow some form of sale of raw milk. Some, including Pennsylvania, allow sales for human consumption, while others limit it to just pets. Raw milk is not pasteurized, which means it's not heated to kill bacteria, viruses, or parasites that can cause serious illnesses. Enthusiasts say it's richer, creamier, and more natural. Delaware Agriculture Secretary Michael Skuse, who advocated for the law earlier this year, says he was raised on raw milk until 11 years old.
There's a big difference between the taste and flavor and the consistency of raw milk versus pasteurized milk. And I think there are those out there that believe that it is actually healthier for you.
Delaware legalized retail sales of raw milk even as the Food and Drug Administration urged states to stop its sale amid an outbreak of bird flu among dairy cattle. There's been no cases of human transmission. Alex O'Brien's with the Center for Dairy Research in Madison, Wisconsin. He tracks outbreaks of disease due to consumption of raw milk products. He says the consequences can be severe.
You can have litigation. You know, people die from drinking raw milk. Kids have died. Or they can get really ill.
Knutson says she's done her research and has assured herself the warnings about the possible risks are overblown. She says the new law is good for Delaware dairy farms.
This has brought hope to our farm. This has brought hope for a future. We can actually see a future for our children.
Agriculture Secretary Skuse says the state will require farms to do monthly testing. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.